Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up, champion? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It really is Saturday today. Once a week, I get the podcast on the actual day that's every day in the calendar. Fired up and focused, laser focused on you, your why, your passion. Bringing it with authenticity, keeping it real. Let's talk about the minor shift, the minor shifting in your life that's going to lead to major changes in your life. Just a shout out, so many listeners over, I don't even know, is it 200 country? I put it on my Facebook page and on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Every Day Saturday. I posted how crazy this journey's been in the past few years. Over 6.5 million downloads of the show. You're one of them. And, you know, it's crazy, man. And it's 221 countries. That's what it was. I didn't even know it was 220. Did you know there's 200-some countries? Maybe there's 700. I don't know. But over 221 countries have downloaded this podcast for the furthest reaches of the world, which is freaking ridiculous, man. How do you get to that point? Well, it's a very minor shift. Very minor. First, it starts with just a basic decision that, hey, I'm going to do this thing. And I don't really give a crap what anybody else says about it because I'm doing it with integrity. I'm doing it for all the right reasons. I'm doing it because I'm really passionate about it. And I really don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. That's not bad. I mean, that's not like unchristian or anything. That's actually very Christian to be able to do it. And I say that not mocking Christians. I am one. I'm just saying sometimes the most judgment, what show was that? Few months ago, what was the name of it? Oh, I'm drawing a blank. You can see it on iTunes. I don't know. I got attacked by a Christian, which Christian on Christian crime is probably the biggest crime out there. Everybody's judging. What would Jesus do? Hey, look, man, I put it out there. I'm the most flawed human being you're ever gonna hear from. I sin more than you'll ever think about sinning. The worst stuff. I mean, I haven't murdered anybody, but I'm just saying. You know what's viewed worse than murder in the Bible? Gossip. How many Christians do you know gossip? I don't know, 70 bazillion, like every one of them times a billion. Right, gossip, Christian on Christian crime. So I always got a kick out of my hardest part of this journey of being a Christian. So here we go. I'm already off the reservation trying to talk about minor shifts. So give me 30 seconds to blast my fellow Christians. Stop gossiping about each other. Would you please cut the gossip? If you're creating a triangle, talking about somebody who isn't in the room to defend themselves, you're gossiping. And that's viewed worse than murder in the Bible, probably because it has a much longer, it reaches and permeates to so many other people, you know? I mean, how many people are affected when you gossip? The person you're gossiping about, the person you're gossiping to. Oh, I've got another lesson for you. If somebody is gossiping to you, I'm gonna bet, and I'm a craps player, so I would put my money on the pass line and back it up with max odds that they're also gossiping about you. Okay. So if they're gossiping to you about someone, they're gossiping about you. All right. So stop gossiping. So let's get back to the minor shift. Okay. It starts with a decision and then not caring what the negative know-it-alls going nowhere think about that decision, only that you are in alignment and congruent with what you really believe on the inside. Because I don't know of a greater joy on earth. Very few, I always speak in hyperbole, so of course there's probably greater joys. But there is no greater joy today, right now, on this podcast than the thought of acting on the outside, which is congruent with the way you feel on the inside. Think about that for a minute. Isn't that what every day Saturday should be like? Isn't it like doing something that you really believe in, matched up with how you feel on the inside and the outside as well, the people that you're serving? Like this podcast, like I really believe that at some point, everybody should become an entrepreneur. I believe that. And I do not believe for a minute that you can't do that. I don't subscribe to that at all. I mean, if I can do it, some dopey guy with 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, stuttering like Porky Pig on a meth trip, if I can do it, why the hell can't you do it? Like, you're smarter than I am. I get a kick. Everybody that books their call. Oh, my God, book your call. I haven't even mentioned that. Where's the plug? I'm such a terrible salesperson. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I call you on my phone. It's awesome. We chatted up. Mastermind. It's amazing. But all the people I talk to, man, they're so smart. Like, way smarter than I am. They just need help with their messaging. That's what I'm really good at. I'm really good at crafting a really killer message. And what are you really good at? Because I feel so much that everybody on the inside feels like they've got a unique message. I know they do. I see what you guys post on Facebook. I see your passion. I see what you're posting on Instagram. I see that, what you're tweeting about. I know everybody has a unique and gifted passion. But that minor shift is, number one, making a decision. So make the decision. Now, what happens when you make the decision? I mean, nothing. Okay, you made a decision. However, what happens is the inside starts to rumble. It's like, starts to build up. You like that sound effect? And this rumbling is now inside. All right, I've made a decision that I'm going to do something. Great. Now what do you do? Well, you do something, you know? I'm not saying you made a decision, I'm going to climb Mount Everest, and then you just, hey, I'm going to take the next flight to Mount Everest, and I'm going to go climb. No, that's silly. You prepare for a year or two, whatever these people that climb mountains prepare for. So what do you do if you're going to launch your dream, man? Well, you make a decision, and then you take a small step. What would you do to prepare now to launch this thing? What would you do? Would you buy a domain name? I don't know, it's $8. Buy a domain name. Would you install WordPress on it? Man, it's free. Okay, so you got that. So you're out $8. You've got a domain name with WordPress. You're going to pay for hosting. That's $4 a month. Oh, okay, so you're out now in the first 30 days. You're out $12. Okay. What else are you going to do behind that? Create a podcast. That's free. YouTube videos. That's free. Post on LinkedIn. No charge for that. Twitter. Whatever you want to do, it's all free, but you got to have a message. You got to have a message. So what's your message? No, don't go to the broke relatives and ask. Don't do that. Okay. Get in a quiet spot and start writing down on a pen. And I still believe in the old fashioned writing. Just like, you know what I'm talking about? Like a utensil in your hand. Pen, pencil, something like that. Because writing is the doing part of thinking. And when you start writing, what comes out of your mind onto that piece of paper, it's flowing, man, and it never stops flowing. Turn off the cell phone, Instagram, all that stuff. Ping, 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 ping. All the notifications that you got, like, you know, we're all the president of the United States. We all got to get notified right away, right? And as I tell my kids, they're walking around with their phone in their hand. I go, hey, what time surgery today?
What do you mean, Dad? What do you mean? What time search?
Well, are you a doctor? Are you on call? Are you getting paid? You got triple bypass you got to do? You're 13 years old. What the hell are you doing walking around with a phone in your hand? Nobody's that important. Put the phone away. Live life. Go for a walk. Look at the trees, you know? We're all walking around with this electronic leash in our hand like we're really that important. Put the phone away. Write down what it is that you're going to start doing now. You got the domain name, WordPress, hosting, all that stuff. Okay, great. Maybe a podcast, some audio, some videos. What's your message? Start crafting your message. You know, all of this stuff starts with a decision. You can't do any of this until you made a decision. You know, a very minor, minor shift. Let me share with you a minor shift. Invisalign. Started wearing Invisalign 3 months ago, right? I've started wearing Invisalign because the orthodontist, I went to an orthodontist to get a night guard. The lady that's been doing my kids' teeth and my wife had braces as well. So in the last 5 years, five people in our family have had braces. So I went for a night guard. I was going to spend $3,000, spent $6,000. Or I was going to spend $300 rather, $300, spent $6,000. Why? Because she brought the pain out. She's like, look, dude, I mean, your chiclets are all jacked up and that's cool. I'm not doing this to get you to look better with your smile. This is a health issue. I mean, you're going to lose your teeth. And this is why. I'm like, as she was in mid-sentence, I gave her my credit card. Charge it. Put it all on there. Here you go. She goes, I've never had anybody make a decision that fast. I said, well, you scared the hell out of me. And I believe what you're selling. I believe you. I trust you. So she sold me $6,000. Love it. And the benefit to me. So now I got these Invisalign. The benefit to me over the next 2 years is my teeth are going to be straight and healthy. But it's a minor shift. I went to the dentist 2 days ago to have my teeth cleaned. She's like, whoa, look at these. Holy cow, this is a lot easier to clean. Why? Because a very minor shift over the last 90 days. Not major. I'm nowhere near being done. But she could see, the hygienist could see the shifting of my teeth. Now, from 1 week to the next, you can't tell. 3 months, you can tell. Absolutely tell. So what's happening inside with the Invisalign, every week I put a new tray in. It's pretty wild, actually. But the minor shift turns to major improvement. That you think about that. Let's do this, guys. Hit me up on Insta or Twitter. Let me know you're listening. If you put Invisalign in the message, I'll know exactly you're listening to the podcast. But think about that, man. What are you going to do representing that Invisalign type of minor shift today? Decision. That's it. Make a decision. Take the very basic action. All right. I'm not telling you climb Mount Everest. All right. Maybe watch a YouTube video on somebody who's climbed Mount Everest, okay? What does that represent to you? Watch a YouTube video of someone who's doing what you're doing. Can I alleviate some pressure? You ain't doing anything new that hasn't been done before, okay? Yeah, that should be very empowering to you. Very empowering to you. What's going to be new is the message that you tie to it. That's what's new. Your message, your experience, okay? So get comfortable with that. Minor shift, the Invisalign shift. Let's all commit in the coming weeks. We're going to do the Invisalign shift where very minor shifting of the teeth. The teeth represent your momentum, your movement, your message, all of that. The mindset. How about that? The Invisalign mindset. Oh, I love that. The Invisalign mindset. Let's all commit to the Invisalign mindset. We're going to have a minor shift every day in 90 days from now. Oh, you won't even recognize your teeth. You won't even recognize your mind. It's going to be that much more improved. Holy cow, guys. I'm jacked up. I am jacked up like my teeth are that jacked up right now. That's how jacked up I am, man. I'm fired up for you, for your dream, this movement you're going to launch. I want to help you do it. Go to launchwithsam.com. I want to call you on my phone and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.